This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, June 18th. God's word to you today is good news. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1, verse 41 to 42, and it says, Andrew went to find his brother, Simon, and told him, We have found the Messiah, which means Christ. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Yesterday, I shared with you how after I got saved, I could not keep Jesus to myself. Andrew went looking for his brother, Simon, and told him, So did I. Guess what? Today, my brother is a pastor. He is pastoring a great church. You never know what God is going to do with that your relative. Strangely, some people do not even want to bring their family or friends to church, to Jesus. Some say, I should bring them to church. This is my own joker. This is what I use to checkmate them. I should bring them to church so they can be praying all these prayers I'm praying. No, I cannot do that. They cannot be drinking from the river of life like I am drinking. Do you know how they marvel when they see me, always commenting about how I'm shining? Something is wrong with that kind of thinking. So your church has become your competitive advantage when God wants it to be a blessing through you to many generations. In 2 Kings 6, verses 23 to 33, and 2 Kings 7, please read, we see an account of a time when hard times had fallen on God's people. It was so bad that people were eating their own children. However, our focus is on the four lepers that were at the city gate. These men could not enter the city because they were banished. In fact, entering the city would mean getting stoned to death. However, staying at the city gate also meant being the first casualties when the war comes. So they reasoned that there may be a 50% chance of survival if they go to the enemy camp. The enemy could choose to have mercy and feed them, or he could decide to kill them. Whichever way, they would die anyway. So they took their chance. I love those four lepers. When they were walking towards the enemy's camp, God amplified their footsteps. The enemy heard a mighty army approaching and fled, abandoning their gold, silver, livestock, food, everything. Interestingly, when these four lepers got to the enemy's camp, the first thing they did was eat. They had no interest in the gold, clothing, silver, or livestock at that point. When a hungry man enters a situation, the first thing he sees is food. That is why you must ensure that you are not hungry when you enter certain situations, so that you can leave the food alone and take the gold. It was after the lepers had eaten to their fill that their focus turned to the wealth, the gold, the silver, the material, and the livestock. Then they began to carry gold, carry silver, and hide it. 2 Kings 7 verse 9 says, Finally they said to each other, This is not right. This is a day of good news, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. If we wait until tomorrow, some calamity will certainly fall upon us. Come on, let's go back and tell the people at the palace. And through their good news, they delivered an entire nation. Through the good news in your mouth, God will deliver nations in Jesus' name. Who do you need to tell about Jesus? And who do you need to bring to God today? Let us pray. Father, help me prioritize kingdom matters always. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.